Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As you've been hearing, Senator-elect Scott Brown is set to become Senator Scott Brown this afternoon in Washington. After saying he didn't want to take office until February 11th, a week from today, he demanded in a letter to Governor Patrick yesterday that he be seated right away. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov is in Washington, D.C. this morning to cover the story and joins us on the line. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us about the change of heart. What has Brown said about why he wants to take office today instead of next Thursday?
Well, it was a surprise to just about everybody who was planning on it taking place next week. But when we reached Brown on the phone briefly yesterday, he simply said, "I want to do my job, and it's been 2 weeks." But there's also been pressure on him from talk radio and right-leaning groups pushing Brown to be seated now rather than take 3 weeks off. One commentator even chided him for, quote, a three-week victory lap.
Well, he was on a tour around Massachusetts greeting supporters for the last couple of weeks. What is the business in the Senate that's coming up in the next week that he wants to get in on?
Well, the most important vote on the calendar right now is one to confirm an Obama administration nominee for the National Labor Relations Board. And the Republicans have been trying to filibuster and block this appointment because they feel like, as an AFL-CIO lawyer, they believe he's biased towards the union. And Brown's vote could be the deciding one, the 41st vote to filibuster this and block the appointment. But the other sudden urgency that people feel has led to Brown's decision to want to be seated today is that the jobs bill in the Senate is expected to come before the Senate next week. This is the second stimulus package. It would have some job creation in it, as well as infrastructure spending. And Republicans are watching to see that it's not just what they call another big government spending bill. Scott Brown has said he doesn't favor a second stimulus bill because he says the only thing the first one stimulated was big government. So clearly he wants to be a part of this debate because, on the other hand, Scott Brown has said he would favor tax credits for small businesses to create jobs.
One of the reasons Brown initially gave for waiting until next Thursday, February 11th, to take the oath of office is that it would take time to build staff, Senate staff, both in Washington and here in Boston. What are the indications he's done any of that yet?
Well, the indications are he's done a little bit of it. He does have 28 positions to fill in Washington and 8 in Boston. So far, we've heard about 2 people being hired, and they're not in the key positions. We still don't know who's going to be his chief of staff or his legislative director. Those are 2 key roles. He did name his communications director, and it might not be a familiar person to Massachusetts residents, but she's very well known nationally in Republican circles. She's been the national secretary, press secretary for the Republican committee, and was a regional press secretary for Mitt Romney in his 2008 presidential campaign. And my understanding is that the Romney people are working closely with Brown to make these decisions. And he's also said he would consider retaining some of the late Senator Ted Kennedy's staff. He's made one announcement on that he's keeping Kennedy's immigration expert. But many of the Kennedy staffers are retiring after working decades with him or moving on to other jobs, from what I've heard.
As I understand it, Senator Brown is not going to get a key piece of Senator Kennedy's office, that being Senator Kennedy's desk, which is being claimed by Senator John Kerry, as I've heard it. What do we expect today? Walk us through some of the pomp and the circumstance of what's going to happen late this afternoon in Washington as Brown is sworn in.
Well, Bob, he may not be getting Senator Kennedy's desk, but he will be taking over Senator Kennedy's office. That's at least until November, when the general elections happen and he'll be entered into a lottery, and because of his hierarchy, he'll be bumped. But after he's sworn in later today, he will take over Senator Kennedy's expansive office, which is very close to the Senate chamber. So back to your question. So later this morning, after Governor Deval Patrick signs the election papers, Brown will be he'll fly to Washington, and he'll be sworn in the Senate chamber by Vice President Joe Biden. The Massachusetts congressional delegation, all the rest are Democrats, but they're expected to be there. And as tradition goes, the senior senator from Massachusetts, John Kerry, will escort Brown down the aisle of the Senate for the swearing in.
Well, I'm sure they'll all be friends for about 5 minutes. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov, thanks a lot for your reporting this morning. And you'll be in Washington during the day today to keep us on top.
That's right. You're welcome.